You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leafs talking Washington Nationals with MLB.com's Nationals beat reporter Bill Ladson. Bill, the news continues, at least to seem to be basically positive on Steven Strasburg. How close is he to being back in the rotation?
Well, I would say another few weeks because he's yet to throw on the mound. He's throwing on flat ground, which is a good sign. He doesn't have any pain in his oblique. So that's a great sign. So I would say in a few weeks. And then obviously he has to have the rehab assignment. So it's going to be at least a month before we see him in a major league game.
So that means there's an open rotation spot. Joe Ross gets that start in the short term. Is he the most likely guy to hold that down for a while?
No question about it. I mean, he's impressed Matt Williams in the front office. I mean, I've said it already that with Joe Ross around, they're not going to re-sign Doug Fister, and I think they're not going to sign Jordan Zimmermann either. So I think Joe Ross is definitely going to be in that rotation for good by next year.
What does he need to show them in the short term, both to hold on to a job now and to prove that he should be one of the guys next year?
Do what he did in his first stint, go deep in games. I mean, in 2 to 3 starts, he went 8 innings and another one, 7 2/3. So that's impressive. And I think he's already ahead of what you call guys like A.J. Cole. It's really hard to believe that he's moved up that quickly over a guy like that. So that's what he has to do the rest of the season, I think.
Yeah, Ross is a really interesting guy to me because coming into the year, he was certainly well-regarded. It wasn't like he was off the radar, but you know, he was not a top 100 MLB.com prospect. He was number 96 in Baseball America. He was a guy who was getting noticed but not really blowing people up. And I have to think if you redid those rankings now, he would be a lot higher on everybody's charts. And I have to think, assuming he doesn't lose his rookie eligibility, he'll be a lot higher this winter. What has he done in the Nationals organization to go from interesting guy with some ability to really exciting guy knocking on the door of a big league rotation?
I think, you know, he can get out of trouble quickly. I think also, again, like I said earlier, he can go deep in games. And I think he has you know, fastball that goes, you know, over 94 miles an hour. So I think that's been the key, the big difference. And also, you know, when he gets out of games, you can tell he wants to complete the game. But, you know, he's a rookie, and Matt Williams wants to be careful with him. So I think they really like his makeup as well.
Let's talk bullpen because we can't seem to do one of these without talking bullpen. Drew Storen has been very, very good, but they still seem a little thin in the bullpen. Blake Treinen was just sent down.
Correct.
Where are they at as far as getting closer to having all of that sorted out, figuring out who does what, and figuring out who the pieces of their best bullpen should be?
Well, I think it is getting sorted out a little bit because in the last 3 or 4 games, Casey Jansen has been an eighth inning guy. And he's in his last 3-4 outings, it's been 4 shutout innings and like 6 strikeouts. So he's been impressive lately. I think as of right now, we're going to see him as the eighth inning guy. We're going to see Aaron Barrett as a seventh inning guy. Now, since Aaron Barrett's been back from the disabled list, Aaron Barrett has pitched really well. I know the ERA is still a high, but since he's been back, he's been pitching very well. So I think it's settled right now, but I have to cross my fingers because the bullpen outside of Drew Storen has not been good.
Yeah, and you led into my next question, which is in 3 appearances since coming back, Aaron Barrett has been very good. He's faced 8 batters and struck 4 of them out, and that's an awfully good start. What kind of opportunity is there for him? Is there an opening for him to really sort of reclaim a big late-inning role in this bullpen?
Well, I don't think it's reclaim. I just think it's a matter of health with him. And Matt Williams, I'm going to tell you right now, since day one of last year, he's always believed in Aaron Barrett. He's never given up on Aaron Barrett. It reminds of the way he treats Aaron Barrett is the way Matt Williams treats Danny Espinosa. He's never given up on him. And he's decided, hey, I'm going to give you every chance I can to be successful, which he's done.
One thing that really stands out with Barrett, last year he walked 20 guys in 40 innings. This year, you know, early in the year when his overall numbers weren't so good, his walks were way down. What's the difference there with him controlling the walks this year?
I just think it's mechanics. Again, like with Strasburg, he's trying to fix his mechanics, and they have been fixed talking to Steve McCaddy. And I think that's been the big difference. It's just a matter of mechanical things, not leaving his shoulder open, you know, when he throws. So I think that's been the big difference this year.
We've talked a good bit about what they might do externally, and it does seem like a bullpen guy or a bench bat would be the most natural fit. As the deadline approaches, we're now just a little more than a week away. What do you anticipate their priorities will be? And it's hard to say what gets done because you never know what's really available. But what do you think the priorities will be for the Nationals between now and Friday the 31st?
I still say they need bullpen help. Now, what's interesting here is that they called up Abel De Los Santos yesterday. So that kind of tells me, well, are they going to go after bullpen guy? But I still say yes, they still are. Because you know what? I think they need what you call a blow-away, a reliever who can blow hitters away. And outside of Storm, I don't think they have that, to be honest with you. So I could see them going after a reliever. I mean, everyone's still talking about Tyler Clippard. But you know what? Knowing the relationship between the Nationals and Oakland A's, I would have to think that the Nationals have to give up some prospects to get Clippard back. In terms of a hitter, you know what? I've been praising the bench. You know that. And I don't know if they need bench help. I just think that they need their regulars back, like Worth, Rendon, Zimmerman. And I think that's the biggest need right now for them. I don't think they really need a Ben Zobrist right now, because I think the bench has done a great job, to be honest.
And that does kind of lead me into how I wanted to take us home here. We're going to do 3 or 4 minutes of injury updates. first of all, Anthony Rendon, that seems like that's going well. How far away is he?
I would say within a week. There's no way that I see him coming back this week. I mean, he's admitted he's out of shape. So he's got to get in shape. I think he'll be back at second base before you know it.
And he does go back to second base when he comes back?
Yes, I do. Unless they make a trade, he goes back to second base.
Ryan Zimmerman, another guy who is back to playing games. Fair to guess he might be a while, or would he be a guy who might have a pretty quick rehab?
I think another guy will be pretty quickly, about a week. You know, he has to, so far, running the bases has been okay. But, you know, he's okay. He's going to be all right. We'll see him sooner than we think.
What's the confidence level that he's not going to feel effects of that injury when he comes back? Because that's a nasty injury. That's a thing that really, you know, it really takes away your base, which, as you know, is a pretty major problem as a hitter.
Well, he has a padding, you know, in the shoe and on his foot. So hopefully that will, you know, protect the foot in some way. It's hard to say how it's going to be long term, but I think he's going to be all right. I mean, there's no way this guy is a 209 hitter. I think when it's said and done, with no pain, I think he's going to be driving in runs for this team.
Number three on the list, Jason Worth. He's a guy who's missed a lot of time, maybe needs some at-bats.
Oh, no question about it. I mean, he told me he's going to take a week or two and to be back in the major leagues. So I think we'll see him, I would say, within a week or two. And I think he's going to make a difference because of his high on-base percentage.
Yeah, he'd be a huge get for them to bring back. And then finally, Denard Span was the one guy that hoped would be quick as it was. Is that still looking like that's going to be pretty close to the minimum?
Yes, hopefully. He took some cortisone shots, and it's made a difference. He's already running on a treadmill. He has yet to swing a bat, but hopefully that will start this week. And, you know, hopefully he can get back and be their leadoff hitter. He's the best they've ever had.
Do they maybe manage him carefully when he comes back, maybe give him some proactive days off to sort of prevent this stuff from flaring up again?
Matthew, they have to because, first of all, they said that his core is weak. And that's part of the problem, too. His core is still weak, and it's going to take a full offseason for his abdominals to really get better. So it's going to be a while. Yes, he's going to need some days off in order to be strong. So there's no question about it. Matt Williams has to treat him with care, no question.
All right. Well, Bill Adson, thanks for taking some time to talk here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.